7.
Time is 7 after the hour. It's Wednesday, March the 21st, and I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horan is off today, so in her place is a feminine-sounding rich
man. Hello!
Yes. No. Who used to do that?
Who did
that? That was Julia Child used to do that, right?
Julia Child.
Hello!
So we're going to run through a number of the important things that are going on in the world today that you might want to either know more about or you want to talk about later on in the day. Hopefully this information will inform you. It's not like you're listening to the Wall Street Journal report or you're listening to America's Morning Snooze where they just rip and read.
So this is
where we read you the newspaper.
Yeah.
Page 3.
That's the old Paul Harder.
Anyway. Page 4. Don't go anywhere.
Yes. So Richie will be my associate, my assistant. He's got some things up his sleeve, and I have some things up my sleeve. Just to update you on things that you may or may not have heard about, if you have been asleep for the last 12 to 14 hours, you may not know that the Republican Party rallied around, or at least the folks in Illinois rallied around Mitt Romney last night. Got a pretty good win. 47% of the vote went to Romney in Illinois. Santorum came in second at 35%. Ron Paul was third with 9%. Newt Gingrich was fourth with 8%. And next up, Richie, the Louisiana primary is this weekend. And then the third, which is a week from next Tuesday. So there's nothing next Tuesday, but the week after that, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Wisconsin. So you're in Virginia. You've already had your primary.
We did. And we only had two on the ballot here, so there wasn't,
it wasn't much of a contest.
Right.
I think it's interesting, and I don't, this is not a show about politics or for politicians, but when you get down to the nitty-gritty of how people are making up their minds, it's pretty interesting to have people take bits and pieces out of what various candidates are saying, and that becomes the bellwether of why they decide or why they support or why they're interested in. And Rick Santorum said something over the weekend. As a matter of fact, I think you have the audio there somewhere, basically profiling what he thinks the Republican Party or the conservative side of the Republican Party is all about. And I think in a moment I want you to listen to that. And somebody compared it to the Christian equivalent of Sharia law. And that's why I find it so interesting. It's a piece of the bigger picture, but we'll have that audio for you in a moment or two. Meanwhile, a couple of other things that are going on here. Afghanistan, John Henry Brown is the lawyer for Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, and he says, innocent on all counts. They can't prove, they have no, I thought that the guy
said, he turned himself in.
He did it. Right, and now and the lawyer says it doesn't make any difference that he admitted to it. There's no proof. They don't have any proof. I mean, lawyers like this. This guy's got a big reputation for his life. Have you seen Harry's Law?
Recently, NBC's? Yeah. I mean, I see it now.
Kathy Bates plays the lawyer named Harry, and she's so smart, and the thing's so well written. I think that's why that captures so much of the audience.
Yeah,
does very well.
She's very good.
And it sort of brings you around to understanding how smart lawyers think and how they get into the law and twist it and turn around. I mean, look at Gloria Allred going after Rush Limbaugh in Florida based on an 1884 law. I mean, you got to be
really
pretty clever. Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
What's the law?
There's a law that says you can't defame a woman in public. So, because Limbaugh lives in Florida, and this is about Miss Fluke, for those of you who may not know the story, the fact that she was besmirched by a Florida resident means he's subject to, at least according to her reasoning, it may be laughable, it may not be, but she's going to take that law and try to sue Limbaugh and get some money out of him. I'm betting sooner or later somebody is going to get some money out of Limbaugh one way or another. And that brings me around to a little shop talk. There's a lot of discussion. I was visiting a couple of radio stations yesterday as I'm traveling across the country, and I love to stop and visit with some of the owners and station general managers and that kind of thing. And we went to one of the places that Charlotte and I stopped was in Roswell, New Mexico. The fellow there says the economy in Roswell is unbelievably good. There's like zero unemployment, and there's so much variation in industry. Truck drivers in this town, Richie, are making $150,000
a
year.
I'm moving.
So, I mean, you hear those stories from North Dakota, South Dakota, you hear them from Wyoming, hear them from all over the place. So it's really too bad that we don't have those stories told. You hear just the negative side. We have 9% unemployment when really it's about 15% because there are so many people that have gone off the rolls. But, you know, things get twisted and turned around. And I think that what we need to do is keep ourselves, it's easier said than done to keep focused on things because we all have so many. We have so many things going on in our lives, but already, what have we touched on? Four different things, and we've only been here for 4 or 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just gives you a heads up as to what sort of exciting things are going on in the world to talk about today. Coming up, the story of the big earthquake in Mexico yesterday, plus health foods. Are they really health foods? If they say they're health foods, by golly, they must be health foods. Not so fast.
The five health foods that you really shouldn't eat.
All right, health foods that aren't healthy and you ought not to get too close to. 12 past the hour on the Good Day program. Hello.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The Doug Staff and Good Day program, kind of a shake, rattle, and roll as to what's going on, different points of view, I think there's an intimacy that comes about as a result of all of our own individual interests in various things. For example, a lot of people today are very interested in the price of gasoline and what you're paying. And I can tell you, as somebody who's driving across the country, seeing a wide variety, when I was in the middle, and I've actually been in the middle of nowhere for pretty much 3 days.
Yeah.
From what they got,
I'm still amazed how long
going.
It takes to cross Texas.
Oh yeah, well I'm in Amarillo right now. I'm halfway there. I'll get to Arkansas tonight. But the kinds of interesting observations when it comes to gasoline and what you're paying for it. There was a place I stopped in the middle of nowhere that was, they have their own storage tanks. They have a diesel generator because there's no electricity where they are. And it was $5.93 a gallon.
Wow.
And there's a big sign in the store that says, don't complain to us. You got gas, didn't you? You know, I think because I was running, I mean, this truck that I'm driving, I've got a van truck. It's horrible on gasoline to begin with, and I'm towing a car behind me, and the wind and the rain and the snow every day I've encountered for 2, 3, 4 hours, this unbelievable weather that is just sort of blanketing the Southwest, whereas the Northeast where you are and up in New York
beautiful.
And New England, yesterday, would you have 80 degrees there?
In the 70s, like 75.
70s?
D.C.,
yeah,
right,
right
here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. So the price of gasoline, though, is variable. The highest I've seen is $5.93. I've seen it as low as $3 and $3.24 But Newt Gingrich keeps talking about 250 gasoline, and it's the only thing he said that really kind of has traction, because what he has been saying makes sense. So, the other guys, I don't know why I haven't picked up on this, because I think it is the issue, along with jobs and the economy
connects.
In general.
It's
everything
the, it's
is
the one issue everybody connects
on
to.
What we pay for fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 800-510-8255. There's a powerful earthquake in central and southern Mexico yesterday, 7.4 on the Richter scale. Buildings are swaying back and forth, and people are evacuating into the streets. 800 homes were damaged. 60 collapsed, actually, near the epicenter, which was located in Omdepec, which is in the state of Guerrero. I don't know, other than that it's in central Mexico. I've never, that's one of the few. Mexico, other than going to Tijuana, I've never really been. As many places I've been in this world, I've never really been to Mexico. There's something about it. Just
been to Cancun or anything.
Go to Acapulco.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Mexico City. It's the most populated city, dirtiest I've heard, horrible place. Anyway, back to the U.S. Geological Survey. They say that the earthquake occurred 11 miles underground, and nobody's really hurt, so that's cool. The aftershocks, including a 5.1 later on in the afternoon yesterday, so 7.4 is nothing to sneeze at by any stretch of the imagination. Fortunately, again, it's not like Haiti where there are a lot of people left. And that, by the way, has to do with how the buildings are built. That's directly related to how well the buildings are built. Haiti, they don't, they build them on sticks. So what do you expect is going to happen?
Right.
But here in our country, and obviously down in the state of Mexico, they have good building designs and the opportunity when something like this comes along to show, look, see, we build it the right way. That makes some sense. All right, so the store, the health food stores, and in general the supermarkets are trying to get you to believe that the major brands can produce the same kind of healthy food that some of the specialties brands. That's nonsense. Richie's been studying this. What do you have?
Well, there's an interesting article that talks about the five health foods that you think are healthy for you, but really they aren't. You look at things like fat-free or reduced-fat peanut butter. Well, the problem with reduced-fat peanut butter is the oil is what they take out to reduce the fat, which the oil in a peanut is the healthiest part for you. That's where all the nutrients are. So if you're going to do peanut butter...
That's good oil.
It's good oil, okay? Like an avocado or something like that. It's good oil. Stick with the oil.
Smart balance is good peanut butter.
And Poor Richards or something like that, too. I get that every now and then. Vitamin waters.
Yeah.
Vitamin waters are nothing but sugary drinks with a vitamin dropped into it and dissolved.
Right.
Get your vitamins from, take a daily supplement and then also drink regular filtered water. You're much better off. Energy bars. The reputation is for it's a meal replacement, that they're healthy and they help you build muscle and, lose weight. But really, they're calorie bombs. They're candy bars with vitamins and protein, fiber added. Instead, try a snack or fruit or veggies, or maybe even a yogurt for muscle health there. Multigrain. Multigrain is one of the biggest confusing things for consumers. Everybody thinks that multigrain means whole grain. It doesn't. Multigrain means processed white grains as well. It means just a mix of different grains. So make sure that when you buy your bread or your crackers or whatever you're getting, that it says whole grain. And it has whole oats or brown rice or whatever it is you're trying to get the whole grain in. These baked chips, when you see potato chips and they say baked, that doesn't mean that they're healthy. That just means they're still refined white starches and flour, but they're baked instead of fried.
Really?
Instead, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Help that. So try those Terra chips that are made from vegetables. At least there you're getting the...
I love the Cape Cod... Cape Cod chips. They're probably bad for me, but I love the taste of them.
I know.
All right, Richie, good job. 21 after on Good Day.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Disastrous news for Walt Disney. Can you believe this? Walt Disney has announced that they've lost $200 million on the movie John Carter. Now, yeah, this doesn't bode well for Disney's upcoming $250 million epic, Jimmy Carter. That's a movie no one's going to want to see.
I want to see it.
You want to see it?
I'll see it, yeah.
He wears his whole life.
Jimmy Carter on Mars?
Yeah.
Well, it's being called a huge flop. They say it could lose over $200 million. In fact, John Carter is such a bomb, DVD pirates in China are now suing to get their money back. That's how bad John Carter's bomb. Oh, how about this? Next month, the movie Titanic will be re-released in 3D.
Yeah.
In this version, the captain doesn't see the iceberg coming because he's not wearing the special glasses. He couldn't tell it was coming right at him.
GOP primary election today in Illinois. Mitt Romney was projected to win big, which makes sense considering the fact that he owns the state of Illinois. Romney had a big victory tonight. He finished with about 50% of the vote. Rick Santorum came in second with 35%. Newt Gingrich did not do well. He finished behind Ron Paul with only about 8%. Some top Republicans are urging Newt Gingrich to leave the race, but he says he's sticking around. You know, if they could get him to marry the race, he would probably leave it eventually.
Hey, this is cool, you guys. The Hunger Games. They'll be on later this week. The Hunger Games is expected to make $130 million at the box office this weekend.
Whoa.
Experts say the movie has that one quality you look for in a film. It's not about a Civil War soldier on Mars. Nothing to do with that at all.
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, John Carter. When I saw the trailer for that, it was just horrible. What a horrible concept. Just everything about it was horrible. Just awful, awful, awful. All right, so let's listen, Richie. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer is not around today, so Richie is helping me go through a lot of the things that people either are talking about or I feel confident they will want to talk about. I just want to know so that you're a little more informed. That's what this hour is aimed at, bringing you a little more info on items that are conversational. Ellen DeGeneres, I like her on her program. Here she spends some time talking about adjusting to daylight savings time.
Is anyone else like me? Are you having a hard time adjusting to the daylight savings? It's been like a week, right? It's been over a week, and I still cannot wake up. I don't know why. In the morning, it's so dark. This morning, I was trying to feel around to turn off my alarm clock. By the time I found it, I had called the cops and erased my TiVo. Why do we have daylight savings? I don't. When I was growing up, I heard it was something to do with the farmers. They need an extra hour to harvest their crops. If that's true, let's help the farmers, please. Let's give them money. They can harvest faster and get everything done in time. Let's help them build faster tractors in case I get stuck behind one again. That's another hour of my life I'll never get back when I'm behind a tractor. Those guys drive slow. They shouldn't be on the freeway anyway, I'll tell you that. Not every place has daylight savings either. They don't change the clocks in Arizona. Arizona. Arizona makes you tired and confused the old-fashioned way with, like, a dry heat and tequila. And that's the way to lose an hour. And if we have to lose an hour, why do we have to lose it at 2 a.m.? It is the middle of the night, and the good Lord knows a cover girl needs her beauty sleep. I think. Why can't we choose when we lose the time? I don't mind. We'll lose an hour, but we get to choose it. I want to lose my hour when I have guests over and I can't get them to leave the house. Oh, look, it's 11 o'clock already. What a shame, right in the middle of your story about homemade jam. I wish you could stay, too. Blame the farmers.
It's all your fault, Doug.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that, yeah. Those slow-growing tractors. Especially on the expressway. I don't think so. Ellen DeGeneres here with Richie and Doug. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to travel abroad, it's not necessarily the cost of the plane ticket or the hotel that can really hose you. It's your cell phone. Here's how you can avoid getting nailed by international roaming charges. First, check with your phone company to see if you even have a phone that will work abroad. More and more U.S. phones are now on the more common GSM cellular network. Now, if you're only planning to travel abroad for a short period of time, then call up your phone company before you leave. Many providers now have temporary international plans, like Verizon's occasional global traveler program for travel less than 21 days. But again, you've got to be careful. These plans differentiate between voice usage and data usage, such as text messaging and the internet. Skype now makes applications for smartphones that operate over Wi-Fi, and of course, you can always use it on your laptop. The cost to call a landline varies, but Skype to Skype calling? Absolutely free. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Go to sportsauthority.com and get your family geared up head to toe for sports indoors and out. From cleats to running shoes to hiking boots, and from team sports to treadmills to camping gear. SportsAuthority.com has 95,000 products from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more. Whatever your family's needs are, not only have we got just the thing, we've got thousands of just the things to choose from. You'll find colors and sizes galore, and almost everything ships for only $2.99. SportsAuthority.com. All things sporting goods.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a trip to Seattle.
I took a plush Oki Sarah halibut ceviche trip to Seattle.
I took a Gauguin exhibit, Piroshkis at the Market trip to Seattle.
I took a 9-acre public market,
8 live bands,
midnight martinis trip to Seattle.
Spend a weekend in Seattle and it'll stay with you long after you depart. Visit 2daysinseattle.com to plan your trip today.
Get great Seattle hotel deals through April 29th. 2 days in Seattle. What will you do with your two?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Mr. Rogers in the focus here in this half hour, among other things. Rich McFadden is with me as we go through some of the news, the events, the people that people are talking about, what things are going on that may affect you. 800-510-8255. You can always, I think maybe the discussion of Kirk Cameron and Rick Santorum in the same sentence might bring some light to people one way or the other. Jennifer is off today, so I have the pleasure of Richie's company here as we overview some of the things like the Federal Reserve's plan to fine the big bank holding companies for foreclosing on homeowners. This is new. In addition to the five that were part of the scrutiny last week, Richie, they've added in Goldman Sachs. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about them this week, how they control 25% of the money that's spent in our country. But there are, let's see here, we have HSBC Holdings, which is a foreign bank, PNC Financial Services Group. Who even knows who these people are? One West Bank, SunTrust Banks, and U.S. Bank Corp. They were not part of the settlement last month over foreclosure abuses. So another $25 billion in fines. So far, like I think it's $45, $50 billion in fines levied because these big banks screwed their customers. And so now what's going on, and I'm finding it to be the case, as a matter of fact, I was supposed to hear yesterday or today about my request for the house in California. I think I've told you this, Rich, and I've certainly said this on the air, using it as an example of what you can do yourself. If you're in this position, do not cower. Do not run away. Most of all, don't take their guff. If they tell you they're going to foreclose, either get a lawyer or call somebody and say, hey, I see you're, you know, find somebody, whoever the decision, you can find decision makers. I found two of them in Colorado Springs. I'm dealing with the Chase Bank that bought out Washington Mutual, gave me the original mortgage, and they paid 45 cents on the dollar So if I have $1 million mortgage, they paid $450,000 for it in the buyout. So they have a lot of swing room. And because of the way the situation was handled, how they didn't tell the truth to people, how they pushed them around into these new notes that were higher interest when they, you know, they really didn't, they weren't being open about what the options and alternatives were. So that's really what they've got them on. And if you're a banker and you understand this better than me, help yourself to explaining it, 800-510-8255. But what I understand the case to be and what I've found in my own circumstance, and hopefully this is help for you, is that when they tell you they're going to foreclose on you, which is what they said to me, because I stopped paying. I stopped paying my mortgage because I couldn't get anybody to talk to me. I had a house that was appraised at half of what the mortgage was. Mm. Now, is that their fault? I mean, I don't know whether there are those people who say, yeah, they're the ones that caused the situation. The collapse of the economy was because the big banks, you know, were diddling and fiddling, and that's why everything went
on
south.
Right.
Right, yeah. So if that, in fact, is the case, then they are responsible. So the fines that have been brought to bear are being interpreted by the banks as an opening for them to say to you, all right, so, Mr. Stefan, this is $1 million property, but we'll renegotiate it. And they've looked at comps. I was smart enough. I hope that doesn't sound too self-serving. But I did go to my friend who's a real estate agent, and we got comps, which show the basic value of the house to be about half of what the mortgage is. And so these guys at Chase are looking at this and thinking, man, we better try to save something here. So we'll go back to him and say it's worth, we'll negotiate the mortgage down or we'll reduce it to this point. So if that's the case, I might decide to stay there at least for now. So the point in the story is that you, if you have this problem, don't just say, oh, gee, I'm going to lose my house. No. If, in fact, it's way overvalued and the mortgage is way too high and you're in with one of these 10 big banks, and most people, I think most of these, when you look at these banks, they control well over 50% of all the mortgages in the country. So you go back to them, and you find a decision maker, and you say, okay, I'm not accepting the foreclosure, and if you foreclose on me and take me to court, I'm going to get a lawyer, and I'm going to sue you. And they don't want that because they can't get themselves involved in court anymore unless it's really outrageous, you know, a grievance that they know they can win. They can't win on these. They cannot win on these cases, so they don't want to go to court. They want to just settle. So if you give them a reasonable number, they'll probably take it. And so that's why that's an important news story today and something for you to think about if you're in that circumstance. What are you on about?
I mean, you know my dilemma there is that what that does to property values in general is bring everything down.
Well, they're already down, Rich.
They're already down, but it brings it down even more. And certainly at some point, everything's going to have to level out. That's one of the problems right now is that everything's in such flux that there really is no market value. Nobody knows what their house is worth, and especially now because since they've held up all these foreclosures over the last year while they get everything straightened out, now they're going to start hitting the streets, and it's going to start creating a little bit more havoc in the real estate market. And that's, you know, so for those of us who are sitting here paying our mortgage and saying, okay, will I be able to sell my house in 2-3 years? Exactly. Exactly. I'm the sucker because I'm paying my mortgage. You know, but that's what it is.
I was in the circumstance where I was paying mine and I woke up one day and realized because I knew that they had adjusted some of these mortgages, so I called them and they said, nope, sorry, it's not a distressed mortgage. Okay, so I just stopped paying my mortgage and then it became distressed. And then they started to talk to me. I mean, it was that stupid. Think about it. Think about it. And, you know, you put yourself, people say, oh, it affects your credit. You know what? They ding you 30 points or something on your credit. So if you got a 700 score, you go to 670. That's not life and death. Which would you rather have? A credit score that's a little lower or $300,000 more to your credit? The one negative that Stuart Brooks, who was the accountant, the official accountant for the Doug Stefan Good Day program, said, the one negative is if, in fact, let's say I use the $1 million thing just as a reference point, and they credit you $400,000 off of the mortgage, you're going to have to pay taxes on that $400,000.
Right.
Which brings me around to another big story from yesterday. The Republicans announced a way through Paul Ryan, who's the budget chairman in the House of the Finance Committee. He's a pretty smart guy, and he came up with some plans last year. Remember all the discussion about how to fix the budget? It was very good. So now he's got a new proposal which includes two tax rates, that's it. Corporations a little bit less, and the individual thing sort of mellows out, and you cut a lot of money out of the budget. And immediately before the words were even out of his mouth, the other guys on the other side start yelling, "No, this is terrible. You're going to affect the poor." You know what? Nobody is dealing with the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And that's another thing that ought to be a part of the discussion when it comes to the economy and what we're spending, how much we're taking. We have 25% of the GDP is government spending. Where if you go back even like 2-3 administrations, go back to George Bush the father, it was 10%. Even after World War II, it was only 5 or 6% of GDP, and now it's a quarter of it because there's so many people working for the government and it controls so much stuff. When do we wake up to that? That's the sort of Ron Paul message that you're hearing. Speaking of messages, in a moment I want to talk about Kirk Cameron and his appearance on the Today Show yesterday, and sort of I want to play an excerpt from a Rick Santorum interview that he did, and I want to see if you hear something similar in there, and whether or not you buy it, you don't buy it, you agree, you disagree. Plus, Richie has something from Mr. Rogers in a moment. Right now, I've got something that's good, it's exciting, it's an explanation of how you can save a lot of time and a lot of money by signing up for stamps.com.
Mm.
The point here is those of you who go to the post office, whether you're an individual, small business, whatever it is, or you send somebody, this is the solution. This is so easy to do. You switch to stamps.com, and you don't have to wait in line. You don't have to send anybody. This is an exploration that is certainly worth a few minutes of your time, because that's all it takes to sign up for stamps.com. And then you can buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer, your own printer. You don't have to pay anymore for a postage machine. You only pay what the normal cost is for postage. That's it. You print any bit of postage you want for any letter, any package, any time, and the mailman comes to your place and picks it up.
So you have your own post office at your own house.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's great. Your own post office, you're right there. That's really great. And with your busy schedule, Richie, and mine, and most of the people who are listening, you don't want to waste time. You don't have a minute to waste.
I hate that.
You will love stamps.com. I want you to try stamps.com today, right now, while you're thinking about it. Go online to stamps.com. They have a special offer for Doug Stephan listeners. You go to the top of the homepage at stamps.com, click on the radio microphone, and put in my name, Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug. Then you will get the no-risk trial offer. Cost you nothing. You're not obligated. And they'll give you $110 in bonuses. Like, for example, you send out packages, Richie. You got a digital scale, tells you what the cost is for the postage. You print it out. You'll get $55 in free postage. Now is the time for you to take advantage of this. You're on your way to work. You're thinking, my God, this is a no-brainer. It is. Stamps.com, homepage, use the word Doug. You get the deal. Stamps.com.
Tonight on A&E, it's the new series, Duck Dynasty. Meet the Robertsons. They've turned duck calls into a $1 million empire.
My boys eat, sleep, and breathe duck calls.
But running a family business is tough when the family just wants to run wild.
Everybody here is doing nothing, and I can't fire you because you're kin to me.
The most unlikely millionaires in the all-new series, Duck Dynasty, premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on A&E.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig. Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with a question. Would you hire an unmotivated person? So in our offices, in our lives, in our profession, sometimes we have hiring choices, and there are a whole slew of applicants that come by that want to work for you and your company. One of the first questions you always ask yourself and the applicant, are you motivated? Are you highly motivated? Because one of the things you do not want to do is hire an unmotivated person. You know how unproductive that is. You know how bad it is. But yet, how often every day do we go to work unmotivated? Do we lose sight of what we want to do? Do we lose sight of what we want to achieve? Do we lose sight of the teamwork? We should not go to work unmotivated. Each and every day should be looked at as a new motivating day, a new day to contribute, a new day to be wonderful, a new day to be powerful. Would you hire yourself when you go to work? Ask that question, be motivated, and be happy. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden. The Kirk Cameron appearance on the Today Show yesterday, he tried to clarify the homophobic comments that he made earlier in the month. While he was talking to Piers Morgan, you may remember this, he called gay marriage unnatural and ultimately detrimental to so many foundations of our civilization. He told the Today Show audience yesterday he stands by his views, believes the media is to blame for the firestorm that surrounded his explanation of his views. He said, quote, I love all people, I hate no one. And when you take a subject and you reduce it to something like a four-second soundbite and a check mark on a ballot, I think it's inappropriate and insensitive. So let's see if you think that's the case here with a clip from a Rick Santorum speech that he made either yesterday or the day before about what he believes to be the root of traditional sort of conservative, Republican, or whatever points of view. Listen to this.
One of the criticisms I make is to what I refer to as more of a libertarian-ish right. They have this idea that we should be people should be left alone, be able to do whatever they want to do. Government should keep our taxes down and keep our regulations low, and that we shouldn't get involved in the bedroom. We shouldn't get involved in cultural issues. That is not how traditional conservatives view the world. There is no such society that I'm aware of where we've had radical individualism and that it succeeds as a culture.
All right. So there's a statement that sort of stands on its own. I don't think that's I'm not taking it out of context. I think that's pretty much what he said. And then after that, a caller to a program where that clip was aired said, it sounds like the Christian version of Sharia law. And I thought to myself, I'm listening to the station as I'm traveling across Texas last night. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? The guy's got something. It is sort of, okay, you have to do it our way. You can't have this and you can't have that. I mean, I think that's really that whole negativism that comes as a result of people being so ensconced in their religion and having such blinders on. Why are people so narrow in their views is a question that came out of that discussion, and it may be worth a moment or two of your time to consider. Meanwhile, something... Mr. Rogers lives, apparently. Richie delving back into the sweater guy.
Yesterday, Mr. Rogers was trending all over the Internet, so I took a peek to see what it was. And last night, PBS ran a documentary called Mr. Rogers and Me in celebration of his 84th, what would have been his 84th birthday. And this is from MTV producer Benjamin Wagner, who apparently lived on a house in Nantucket next to Mr. Rogers. So in the summers, he would see him, and he decided to do a little documentary about it that they aired last night. One of the things that I saw that I thought was kind of cute is the woman who wrote this article, Judy Judkiss, her father was Mr. Rogers' photographer, and she was in one of his little specials that he did called Going to the Potty, Extraordinary Friends. But she said she remembers being a little kid and how Mr. Rogers would get down on his knees and look at her in her eyes and talk to her. And he remembers the way she talked
the way he talked to her when her little brother had cancer. And she says he was just as special as you think he is. He was just as nice. And that's what the MTV producer said, too. He's just a good, good, sweet guy.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard about. We had him on this program once or twice, I think.
Yeah, very
and
nice.
Loved it. Yeah, he is like you like to hear people on the radio or the television are as you think they are. You want them to be what you think they are. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Wow. The news from iPhone City. iPad City. It's technology the focus here. Some new Wi-Fi information for you. But first, Shelley Palmer reports on Apple's new iPad and how many units they have sold. It is amazing the power of this company. Never mind the fact they got $100 billion in cash around. It's just an amazing facility. It's amazing in terms of people that they've developed these sorts of things. And what the power of this brand has, it's really astounding. So, Shelley Palmer, our technology person, just a moment here on Good Day.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple's new iPad sold 3 million units in 3 days. But what if you recently bought an iPad 2? Is there anything you can do? Actually, you have some pretty great options. My favorite is trading it for a gift card at Amazon.com/trade-ins. Just search for the model iPad you have. It can even be an original iPad. And Amazon.com will give you an instant quote. My 64-gigabyte AT&T iPad 2, in good condition, got me a gift card for $451. So my new 64-gigabyte Verizon iPad, which sells for $829, really only cost me $378. If you want cash instead of a gift card, you can visit Gazelle.com. There, the process is just as simple. You search out the model iPad you want to sell, and Gazelle.com offers you cash. Of course, I should mention that Apple has its own recycle and reuse program, and it also offers gift cards for your trade-in. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden on Good Day with a little more info on Wi-Fi. Net Zero is offering free Wi-Fi, no contracts. This is, I guess, for people that like email constantly and Twitter constantly and be able to get on to things with your iPad or your smartphone. So is this a big deal, Net Zero? I don't know much about them, Richie. What is the story with Net Zero?
I don't know. They're a company that gives you 4G service and broadband service.
Yep.
But I don't know what the deal is with the free, whether you can get it at home or not.
Here's the website right now.
It says fast, secure internet, anytime, anywhere, $9.95.
Yeah. If you want the free plan, according to what I've read anyway, you got to pay $50 for a wireless USB card, and then you get 200 megabytes per month, which is enough for a lot of use. Oh, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, I guess I'm looking at what I use.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not the model for this.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. Here's a mini plan for free, and then anything you use over that, we'll charge you for. That's good plan for them.
Southwest, United, JetBlue, all joining American with satellite Wi-Fi, but you still have to pay for it when you're in the plane. I don't like that. Let's get it free. See if we can agitate for that. It's 59. 59-
in the past.